A few years early, in early 1961, when the Bay of Pigs occurred, the acting chief of the CIA, the man in charge of the Bay of Pigs, was General Charles Cabell from Dallas, C-A-B-E-L-L. The Cabell family had run Dallas for three generations. And on the morning, midday, when Jack Kennedy drove through Dallas in an open car, the mayor of Dallas was Mayor Earl Cabell, C-A-B-E-L-L. He was the brother of the former deputy chief of the CIA. John Kennedy had a ferocious fight with General Cabell, the deputy chief of the CIA, as a result of the Bay of Pigs, when he refused to supply Cabell with the requested naval support. Afterwards, he fired him, and it was the end of General Cabell's intelligence career. So this wasn't just an ordinary town that John Kennedy was parading through. General Cabell's grandfather had been the sheriff of Dallas. His father had the sheriff and mayor of Dallas. His father had been the mayor of Dallas. And his brother was now the mayor of Dallas. That's three generations of control of law enforcement, of either the sheriff's office or the police department, and in some cases, both. That's one of the reasons Dallas was such a convenient accessory as a city to the elements of the intelligence community that participated in the assassination itself.